people hear us. Through our voice, the world knows and there's no choice. We're begging to save the children, the little ones who just don't understand. Give them a chance to live their lives and purify the land. People hear us. Through our voice, the world knows there's no choice. The people in the neighborhood, they would if they only could meet and shake the other's hand.
Heart to heart.
Well. CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax
return. Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The snowman was alive as he could be.
Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home.
This is Lorne Greene. The spirit of Christmas does wondrous things to the peoples of the earth. Fighting stops, wars stop, arguments stop, families unite, friends unite, gifts are given, friendships are given, and everyone joins in the spirit of Christmas. Join us as we explore the spirit of Christmas.
We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny and the Way Back Country Christmas. This here is your old host with the most country western music, and this time of year, Christmas music. As they celebrate the holidays, and of course, that sacred holiday itself, Christmas, here on CFRC 119 FM, and also this year, www.oshawarocks.com. So sit back, relax, and enjoy that cup of eggnog or coffee as a pay tribute to Christmas music here at the Woodlock Ranch. Welcome in, friends, and Merry Christmas.
We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most country western music, and this time of year, Christmas music here at the Way Back. With that mentioned, we would like to welcome y'all into the first celebration to the holiday season of Christmas 2025. I'd also like to share that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. Yes, we can also be heard via our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com as well. Well, as at our home on the local radio dial at CFRC 119 FM. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome you all to this weekend's program of the Way Back program, and also the first of several shows associated with the festive Christmas season. Over the next few weeks, we will be leading up to the Christmas 2025 celebration. With that mentioned, this weekend is the first of our annual Christmas broadcast, and is, of course, our 9th annual tribute to Christmas in Canada, which also features all Canadian Christmas songs, either written by Canadians or performed by Canadian artists. I'd also like to share that this first program will be dedicated in loving memory of my late grandmother, Granny Marg, Mama Dawn's mom, who loved this holiday season and truly was a true Canadian country lady. With that mentioned, I grew up on her farm as well as our own farm back home in Linters. This year marks Granny's 50th anniversary of her passing on December 2nd. with that, I would like to dedicate this to her. I'd also like to open up the program today with none other than a legendary father of Canadian country music, Wolf Carter, and his song called Christmas Time in Canada. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic king of Canadian country music, yes, Stompin' Tom Connors, and his all-time classic called Merry Christmas, Everybody. With that, I'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and welcome to Christmas season 2025.
Why, just pitch in with me, and we'll really make it Christmas time in Canada.
Amid the glistening snow, riding we will go. It's Christmas time in Canada, we want you all to know. Oh, hear sweet voices sing, oh, hear the sleigh bells ring. It's Christmas time in Canada, let's all join in and sing. It's Christmas time in Canada, hear the church bells ring. Oh, gather round the Christmas tree, sweet carols for to sing. Christ was born on Christmas Day, give thanks to God above. For Christmas time in Canada, the land we dearly love. It's Christmas time in Canada, from the shores of Newfoundland, across the snow-capped Rockies, to the prairie can be found. A Merry Christmas to you all, make merry while we can. It's Christmas time in Canada, God bless our native land. It's Christmas time in Canada, God bless our native land. Sing it with me. It's Christmas time in Canada, hear the church bells ring. Oh, gather round the Christmas tree, sweet carols for to sing. Christ was born on Christmas Day, give thanks to God above. For Christmas time in Canada, the land we dearly love. It's Christmas time in Canada, from the shores of Newfoundland, across the snow-capped Rockies, to the prairie can be found. A Merry Christmas to you all, make merry while we can. It's Christmas time in Canada, God bless our native land. It's Christmas time in Canada, God bless our native land. A Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Well, there's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a-slapping her knees. There's old Aunt Mary with funny Uncle Harry, and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kitties by the dozens, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. The turkey's on the table now, and when you're feeling able, you can take another helping if you will. But soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, 'cause you're gonna give the chair to Brother Bill. And hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, and don't you pour the drinks too strong. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry, and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through.
And yes, friends, following those classic opening songs to the Way Back with Johnny show here on this Way Back Country Christmas 2025, I'd like to send out some special dedications and greetings this morning as we celebrate the first of our many Christmas celebrations here on the program. With that, I would like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn, who, along with her mom, always sang the next song to me as a small child growing up, and that was a Christmas favorite called Silver Bells. And in many ways, this is the official official family Christmas song of our family. With that, it will go out to her, sung by Wayne Rostad. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friend and stepfather figure, Big Daddy Al. For him today, it'll be a song by the Moffats, a group which were known back in the 90s, and a song called Earl the Christmas Squirrel. And just a little inside joke between Big Daddy Al and I is that he likes to feed the squirrels on the porch every morning. So with that, we'll send this one out to him. And then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late soulmate and best friend for many years, Miss Velma LaPointe, who is often referred to as Miss Jenny on our program. In loving memory of Miss Jenny, it will be a song also going out to her brother, Willie LaPointe, the mayor of Verona, as we often call him, and a song called Beautiful Star Bethlehem. Now, this is a song that my good friend, the late, great Ross Clow, gospel singer from Verona, recorded many years ago. With that, we'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
Sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children are laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle, soon it will be Christmas.
hazelnuts, peanuts, and on his wine boots. He goes nuts over coconuts and macadamias too. Long ago, one winter day, Santa was riding on his sleigh, and he saw Earl jumping through the trees. He stopped and watched for a little while. His rosy cheeks took on a smile, and he said, Earl, would you do that for me?
Oh, yeah.
So Earl, the Christmas girl, works from dawn till dusk, scurrying all around the world, collecting Christmas nuts. Walnuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, and on his wine cruise. He goes nuts over coconuts and macadamias, too. So if you see a squirrel up in a tree, you never know, it just might be
Earl gathering nuts for Christmas Eve.
Now he's a harness and his crew, just like the elves and Rudolph too,
working all year long for you and me.
So Earl, the Christmas squirrel, works from dawn till dusk, Christmas nuts, walnuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, and on his wine cruise. He goes nuts over coconuts and macadamias too. Earl, the Christmas squirrel, works from dawn till dusk, scurrying all around the world, collecting Christmas nuts, walnuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, and on his wine cruise. He goes nuts over coconuts and macadamias too.
Oh, Carol Baker. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas. And I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
To a carpenter, a mother,
well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call the Ottawa. We're saluting a number of Christmas-related songs to do with the Ottawa Valley. First, we'll send out a song to my good radio family and friends, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it'll be a classic by the storyteller and Mr. Christmas in the Valley himself, Wayne Rostad, and his all-time classic called, simply, Christmas in the Valley. We'll then follow with a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario. Just a reminder that Vic's wonderful program is every Sunday evening from 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage out of Renfrew and the old Burnstown Road. For them, it'll be a classic by the true man we all remember as the Ottawa Valley legend, Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, yes, Mac Beatty, and the Turkey's End. Then we'll follow with another timeless classic by Hank Rivers, also forever remembered as Henri LaRivière, and Santa Rides Tonight. We'll wrap up this set with none other than our old buddy out of Brockville, Ontario there, and it's going to be him and all his Western All-Stars with a live version of Blue Christmas. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and good day to the Valley listeners.
Christmas Day, the family came to dinner for to dine and celebrate. And Pa, he carved the turkey up and passed around his plate. Now, Pa and Ma had drunk.
drumsticks. My brothers had the wings. My aunts and uncles had the brass, the white feet and good things. My sister Susie got the neck, and it was plain to see. The left there with some dressing was the other end for me. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. On every Christmas day, this was my sorry lot. While others got the best of meat, this rear-end thing I got. Now I washed it down with scalding tea, and neath my breath I swore, when I grew up I'd never eat that gosh darn thing no more. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Well, I grew up and met a girl, and wedded we did get. Now we buy our Christmas turkey with our baby bonus check. My wife, she carries the turkey now, and you may well depend. My 13 kids get all the best, and I still get the end. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Yes, I always get the end that's going south.
Way up north in an icy land lives a man with a snowy beard. Like Buffalo Bill, he rides the range, and perhaps of him you've heard. He makes toys for little girls and boys if they'll only do what's right. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. With a ho, 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 and a ha, 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 across the fields he comes. For the little girls, there's dolls with curls, and the boys, there's nice red drums. He's very kind, and he leaves behind a little toys that'll bring delight. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. Now Santa Claus, he's sometimes cold as he rides on that icy range. Every year it's been the same, there's never been a change. Now if you've been good like I know you should, and trying to do what's right, then under your tree pretty toys you'll see, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. With a ho, 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 with a ha, 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 across the fields he comes. For the little girls, there's dolls with curls, and the boys, there's nice red drums. He's very kind, he leaves behind little toys that'll bring delight. So whatever you did, you're a lucky kid, 'cause Santa Claus rides tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus rides tonight.
Of
And you're listening to the Wayback Country Christmas with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's Christmas in the Valley.
Now, friends, following those Ottawa Valley legends, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com. It is once again that time in the week to welcome our very special guest of honor to our program. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome a longtime friend of mine to our program today. In time for Christmas in Canada 2025, this next guest has truly become a champion fiddler in Canada as well as world renowned, and is loved by many of his fans. Please welcome Mr. Scott Woods to our show today. Following this first half of a two-part interview, we will hear an all-time classic by him that he recorded many years ago called In Search of Christmas Day that has great meaning and a deep impact on all that hear it. With that, here now is my good friend Scott Woods from Fergus, Ontario.
Hi, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
Well, Merry Christmas, Scott. How's it going in Fergus these days?
It's going just great. We're so excited about our big Christmas hoedown show starting. We've got 47 shows across Canada in 51 days in five provinces.
Oh, wow.
And it is a busy, busy time, but we're spreading the Christmas joy as best we can.
That's right, just like old Santa Claus would.
That's right. We try and keep it country style and get the folks tapping their toes and singing those Christmas songs.
Exactly. So let's go back to when and how you first got introduced to the music world. I know you're from a musical family.
That's right. So music was back on both my parents' families, five or six generations on my mom's side for sure. My great-grandfather was one of the fiddlers in the top contenders at the Shelburne Fiddle Contest in the first two or three years that it ran around 1951, 52. And my mom was actually playing the piano to accompany him.
Yes.
And so, and he was two or three generations in of old-time fiddle players in that family. And my dad played fiddle too. My grandfather played. And so dad studied classical violin. And when dad was about 12 years old, he formed an old time dance orchestra. I think by 1956, my mom joined as the piano player in my dad's band.
I see, yes.
Mom's family moved to Fergus, where dad lived, of course. And that's how my dad got to know her grandfather, my great grandfather, because he was such a well known fiddler in the area. And they had house parties and they would trade tunes and learn tunes from each other and jam and play music. And my dad saw this young teenage girl playing the piano for her grandfather, and he asked my grandmother then if she would be allowed to come and play the piano for his dance band. And I think the first show that they played together was a fundraiser at the high school in Fergus, and it was an old-time dance. And I think my mom, I don't know how old she was, 16 or 17 or something, but they kind of hit it off. And then 4 years later, when she was 20, they got married. And as the four of us kids came along, then of course we all studied classical violin and piano to be just like mom and dad. But dad would teach us fiddle tunes. This was the real key to keeping us interested. You know, when you're 4 years old and you're starting violin, I remember, you know, you learn technique and just playing open strings and scales and studies and exercises and bowing exercises. It's kind of boring.
Yes.
So as a reward for practicing that technique, which dad knew was so important to be able to play well, he would teach us fiddle tunes, jigs and reels, and the style of Don Messer.
Oh, okay. That's where it came from then.
And that was our real motivation to keep practicing and playing because, you know, I'm the youngest, so the rest of the family are already out playing for shows and dances and all kinds of different venues across the Ontario and the northern United States. And so I wanted to go too.
Okay, yes.
So that was my motivation. I remember one time they were practicing down in the basement because that's where the piano was.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't involved in whatever show that they were rehearsing for, but I was upstairs and I was playing along with every tune that they played, and I didn't realize, but they had stopped and I kept playing and they heard me upstairs.
Yes.
So they came up and they said, well, if you know all these tunes already, I guess you might as well come with us and play. And that's how I got in. And by the time I was eight, I was full time playing with the band, either on fiddle or I also played drums a fair bit in the early days.
Oh, did you? Okay, I see.
Yeah. And of course my dad played the saxophone, so so we did a lot of big band music, swing music, and when you're playing for dances. And so I would play drums for some of that stuff, and then we'd maybe do a country song or a fiddle tune or have a square dance, and then I'd come up front and play fiddle, and either my brother would play drums, or we had a trombone player that could play the drums as well. So it was just a whole lot of fun. We were so blessed to have parents who exposed us to many different musical genres.
For sure.
And all kinds of different, every kind of venue and event that you can imagine, banquets and dinners. And I started talking, telling jokes, fronting my own show, just the two of us, my mom and I, for after dinner entertainment, you know, for half an hour or something after an awards banquet for some association or a fundraising dinner or something. And it really put me on the spot to be able to entertain people.
And you are an entertainer's entertainer. Like you really bring back the Don Messer era, or the Charlie Chamberlain and all this, if I may say. You're not just a musician like a lot of them, but you also tell jokes and you do the different styles. And
yeah, you know, it's funny because in real life I'm really quite shy.
Are you? Yes.
But I get in front of an audience and I have a microphone and my fiddle in my hand, and I'm just the most comfortable I've ever, any time in life. That's the way I'm most comfortable. And if I can get the folks laughing, you know, some of those early shows we played, most of those people didn't know Don Messer. They didn't know fiddle music. They didn't know country music. You know, they had no idea who this kid was up there playing his fiddle with his mom playing the piano. And so I would tell them a couple of jokes and I would get them laughing, and then I would play something and they would go, wow, that's pretty cool.
And it'd break the ice.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I learned right away that that had to be where my focus was, is to entertain, not just to play. I've had many, many people in my life in the industry who've told me that, you know, they weren't interested in hiring the best player. They were hiring the best entertainer.
Exactly.
So
this is what
been
I
my
like.
Philosophy all along.
That's right. And that's what we love about you, Scott, for sure. Yes.
Thank you.
Also, we were mentioning about the Christmas season. You have a wonderful multi-city tour coming up. Where will you be performing, or where will you be appearing?
Well, I'll tell you, we start in Markdale, Ontario, and then mm-hmm. we go up through Manitoulin Island and across to the west through Sault Ste. Marie and Thunder Bay and Dryden and into Manitoba. We've got a few stops in Manitoba and then several in Saskatchewan, all the way through Alberta, up as far north as Grand Prairie, Alberta.
Oh, nice, yeah.
North of Edmonton. Okay. And we circle back down through the southern part of Fort McLeod, Lethbridge area, and back up to Medicine Hat, and across, heading east on the Trans-Canada through Regina and back through Manitoba again, southern Manitoba, Killarney, and then Fort Francis, Ontario, down right along the border, and back through Bruce Mines, and we kind of hopscotch some of the places that we went through on our way west, coming back, and then we swing down through North Bay and Orillia and Lindsay, and then we're in Kempville in the afternoon on a Sunday afternoon show, and then we go into Quebec and Quebec to Canada.
Wow.
And I'm just going off the top of my head.
Yes,
I don't have a list in front of me. And then we head to Belleville and Milton and Beamsville and Stratford through southwestern Ontario. And our last show is actually in our home church in Fergus at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. And I say church because most of our shows across the country are fundraisers for community organizations, service clubs, churches, charities. And so we do a proceeds split with the organization hosting us, and they raise funds for whatever their cause may be. It could be a mission trip, or there could be, you know, doing something in some other country and helping people locally with food banks. And we're just happy. It's a win-win for us to travel and play the music that we love and meet so many.
And in a way, you're giving back as well. So, yeah.
And we're giving back to the community as well. It's just a wonderful way.
So, when is your last performance for the Christmas season in Fergus?
It's on December 21st. So, we play almost every day between November 1st until December 21st. I think there's three travel days through northern Ontario, one going west and then two coming back east. And we have one actual day off on the 10th of December that is, it was scheduled to be a program day, and something fell through with the venue in Quebec that we were going to be in.
I said.
So I didn't chase another one. I just said, let's actually just sleep in that day.
Exactly. Have a little bit of downtime and then go out again. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, to be honest, we travel in a big bus, and when we get on the road, I do all the driving of the bus.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm the only one that's licensed to drive. But the band, they can sleep. Like, they can be in their beds at 11 o'clock at night when we load out after an evening show.
Yeah.
And they can sleep in till noon if they want. Okay. It doesn't really matter to them. They eat their own food. We buy our own groceries and cook and eat in the bus generally. We do a lot of exercise. exercise is like the, a lot of the guys go out for a walk after the show, after we park for the evening or after sound check. So they're in good shape mentally and physically, and there's really no reason to need a day off. I'm the one that gets the most exhausted sometimes because
I have to be up and driving
and try and plan our shows that they're 2 or 3 hours apart so we don't have a huge long drive every day. But where it gets tough is where you get into weather.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of snow and ice and bad weather, and it's what should take 3 hours now takes 7 hours,
or roads are nasty. Shutdowns or whatever. Exactly.
So a day off once in a while is okay, but we really don't need too many. Okay. Once you're out on the road, you'd rather play than sit in the bus.
Than sit in the bus and do nothing. Exactly.
Yes, for sure.
Now you also tour with your dog, which I'm very excited about hearing. Yes.
My dog Sandy is almost 8 years old. Yes. She is a border collie yellow lab, and it's just been her and I since I got her 8 years ago, and she is my baby. I'll tell you, she goes everywhere with me. If I just jump in the truck to go to get a coffee in the morning, she has to come with me for the ride.
Exactly.
And during COVID, of course, I actually drove big truck. We weren't allowed to tour and play music, so I went out on the big roads running stateside with a big truck, and it was all U.S., so I either went to Texas or to Florida or South Carolina
Alabama.
Exactly. Long haul. We were gone for 6 or 7 days at a time, generally, and sometimes longer than that. Sometimes we'd be out for 3 weeks at a time before I'd be home. And the dog went with me. So she is now 8 years old. She's been in 40 U.S. states at least, kind of lost track, and 9 Canadian provinces, and she is just the best traveler. She snuggles up on the bed. She sleeps with her head on my pillow most nights.
Yes.
At least most of the time. I hope it's her head, anyways.
I hear you.
Anybody that has a dog knows exactly what I'm talking about. She's just the greatest companion. She loves to play ball.
Yes.
The border collie in her, she's a little dominant and a little bit bossy, but she'll bring the ball and she'll keep bringing it to you until you throw it. Even going down the road, she'll get Steve Petico to throw the ball down the aisle, looking on his phone or something, and she drops the ball in his lap and he throws it just to get rid of it. And then she thinks he's playing, so then she'll bring it back. And then the game has started and he's stuck doing that for hours.
So tell us about a song you recorded, In Search of Christmas Day.
Yes. So In Search of Christmas Day was a poem written by a friend of mine who lives near us. She's from Drayton, Ontario. And many years ago, she wrote this poem. And it's kind of based on the style of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Yes. But it's from Jesus' perspective.
Exactly.
So he is looking in the windows of everybody celebrating Christmas and happy and smiles and fun. And they've got gifts and snowmen and Santa Claus and Christmas trees and all of the commercial things that represent Christmas. And he's sad because he's thinking, well, this isn't really what Christmas is all about. Definitely. And it's a very unique
and very meaningful story. Very deep.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we've done it on our show many times. We did it the last time we did a Christmas show 2 years ago.
Yes, you did.
And it's one of my favorite stories. And we keep circling back to it every couple of years. We go back and use that again. It's just a really touching, heartfelt story.
And in the modern era that we live in today, we need a story like that to really bring out what Christmas is about.
Exactly. And you know, we talk about Christmas. Our show is a Christmas show. We make no bones about it. It's not holiday. It's not anything. This is a Christmas show, and we celebrate Christmas. And if anybody doesn't like that, they usually aren't going to be at our show anyways.
That's true. I agree. Yes, for sure. Like, I've always been commented that about the gospel I play or the Christmas, saying the word Christmas, that I'm one of the only disc jockeys that actually say it anymore. So I know what you mean, Scott. Yes.
Well, you're commended to do that because that's what we're celebrating, and that's what the holidays are for. Exactly. And yeah, there's Santa and Frosty and all that stuff, and it's fine to have some fun and laugh, but we have to remember the true meaning of the season.
Amen.
'Twas Christmas Eve, and all through town the lights winked red and green. Snow was softly falling down where naked worlds had been. Last-minute shoppers rushed on home, discarding final lists, while others packed to leave their house to see dear folks they'd missed. Then, as I gazed on up the street, I spied a form alone. He wandered as if searching for something a long time gone. He paused to view the festive scenes in windows twinkling bright, where Merry Xmas signs were strung in honor of this night. Then up the silent street he trod, his steps were sad and slow, unlike the rush these walks had known a few short hours ago. Past Santa's smiling face he walked, past a twinkling Christmas tree, up to a window brightly lit, where he could stand and see. Inside, each person rushed about, dreaming of Christmas Day, dressing up the turkey and tucking last gifts away. Dreaming of feasts, laughter, and gifts, tables overflowing with food, trees laden down with presents for all. Oh, what a holiday mood. Stockings were hung at the fireplace. Everything was complete. The table was set with cookies and milk for Santa's special treat. While folks all sang some Christmas songs and talked of Christmas cheer, the stranger outside the window turned away and wiped a tear. "'Tis true," he cried, "'tis awful truth, I see it all too well, the reason why they choose to cross out that first syllable. 'Tis Merry Xmas, that's for sure, the baby and Bethlehem star are but part of a tradition from the past so faint and far. They forget that Christ is what this day is really all about, that the true meaning is all gone if they choose to cross it out. They forget it is Christ, not Santa, who represents Christmas Day, and in truth it is Merry Xmas if they choose to put him away. He wiped his tears and whispered, "I'm sorry, but I can't stay here. I simply do not feel at home amidst this festive cheer." I watched him turn with broken heart and slowly walk away. 'Twas then I saw that man was Christ in search of Christmas Day.
Good morning and hear my radio. Come to life with music from my favorite bluegrass show.
Now look at me, baby, I'm on the way gone.
Did you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
And yes, I do hope y'all enjoyed that first part of a two-part interview with our good friend Scott Woods of great fiddle fame. With that mentioned, we're once again back here on the Wayback program, and I would like to turn back the clocks to the early days of Canadian country Christmas music and pay tribute to a vinyl blast from Vinyl Past as we open the vinyl vault door this morning. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open. I'd like to pay tribute to a vinyl record I've got in the collection here, and I've had for many years. Was released on the ARC label out of Canada. With that mentioned, there's a song on here that I really truly enjoy called Old Fashioned Christmas. With that, it's going to be recorded and sung today by none other than Artie McLaren from Down East, and I do hope y'all enjoy an Old Fashioned Christmas. Here it is, friends.
Christmas tree, stockings all hung by the fireplace, hung there with tenderness and glee.
lots of presents neath the tree. Back home for this old-fashioned Christmas, the whole family will make it complete. You know, this time of year rather affected me, when the snow covers the mountains, valleys, and the trees. Brings back fond memories of days of old, when I'd spend an old-fashioned Christmas with all of the folks back at home. There was my sister, my brothers, Willie and Roy, all so happy, their hearts so full of joy. So let me say to you, whether you be at home, far away, I hope you have an old-fashioned Christmas and a happy New Year's Day. The tree back home for this old-fashioned Christmas, the whole family will make it complete.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour here at the Way Back Country Christmas for 2025. With that mentioned, I would like to send us into the second hour here this morning with none other than two classic gospel-inspired songs. First, it's going to be by Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger, and an all-time classic Christmas favorite of his called God Is My Santa Claus. Then we'll follow with the Queen of Country Music in Canada, and also who I call our First Lady of Country Music, Miss Carol Baker, and A Carpenter, A Mother, and a King. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour here this morning, and I'd just like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends.
In a classroom at the great school, just before to Santa far away, except the lad who sat alone, his paper put away. And when his teacher asked him why, so softly he'd say, "For God is my Santa Claus, each and every day. I don't write him letters, ma'am, I just kneel and pray. Don't you know his greatest gift, salvation, is I found God to be my Santa Claus each day the whole round." Then the teacher stood in silence after what the child had said. He really knew real Christmas Day and not from books he'd read. Truly met real Santa Claus, he said in just one word. God gave us Christ for Christmas Day, my Santa Claus is God.
Day the whole year round.
Johnny Woodlock.
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys. My name is Charlie. Who, may I ask, are you?
Well, I'm your old host with the most country music, and this time of year, Christmas music, right?